You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Today is Friday, July 11th. I'm Megan Lynch. Some of the Rams settlement money will soon be used to help victims of May's tornado. KMOX asked, how will it be spent?
The city will divide two-thirds of the Rams settlement money they allocated into six categories. They include funding for case management and legal services, providing cooling through water stations and sprinklers, and repairs for un- and underinsured victims. Mayor Kara Spencer adds another fund is being dubbed Unmet Needs.
This includes some additional rental assistance for folks that are falling through the FEMA cracks, non-congregate temporary housing, and storage of personal belongings.
The city cannot duplicate FEMA's efforts, which is why they waited until now to announce these plans. The remaining nearly $10 million will be held to backfill any programs that run out of funding. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
An aldermanic committee has debated a bill that would put into law the St. Louis City Sheriff's official duties. However, the bill was not voted on because a key amendment giving the controller oversight of the sheriff department's spending wasn't approved. Alderman Matt Devoti is sponsoring the bill and believes it's important.
Amendment 2 was necessary for the bill to withstand judicial scrutiny.
Devoti says he wants more time to discuss the amendment with the committee, but says its exclusion isn't a bill killer.
We want that in there. Does it kill it? No. But there's no rush.
Current Sheriff Alfred Montgomery and his legal team did not show up to discuss the bill in committee. KMOX has reached out for comment. The search continues for at least one more suspect following an overnight carjacking in the Metro East. Police agencies led by the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department followed after the car at speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. By using spike strips, they were able to get the car to stop on a ramp to the Martin Luther King Bridge. Two juveniles were taken into custody. Some guns were confiscated. A police canine unit assisted with that traffic stop. Some Metro East road work ahead.
We have more restrictions on 5570 that begin tonight. I'm Roger Brand. That's when they're going to shut down the westbound lanes of 5570 between 159 and 157, just like they did the eastbound side for the next 2.5 weeks, 17 days. The westbound will be closed. So the detour is the opposite of last time. Take 270 westbound to 255 southbound to get around that westbound interstate closure.
A new bill signed into law by Governor Mike Kehoe opens the possibility of St. Louis creating a new entertainment district downtown. Kehoe says the purpose of the district would be to create a private-public partnership to enhance safety and promote tourism. However, the bill doesn't establish the district. He says that has to be done by the city. Pope Leo XIV reaches out to former St. Louis Archbishop Cardinal Raymond Burke to thank him for his decades of dedicated service to the church as the cardinal observes the 50th anniversary of his ordination. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
During the Pope Francis years, Cardinal Burke fell out of favor with some in the Vatican for his outspoken opposition to many of the more progressive pontiff's positions. But now, the new pope, Pope Leo, has reached back out to the cardinal and sent him a personal letter honoring him. The letter was shared by Cardinal Burke earlier this week in a posting on X. In it, Pope Leo thanked the cardinal for his contributions to the church and his dedication to the gospel, as well as praising him for what the current pontiff called the earnest care Cardinal Burke demonstrated, most especially for the law, which the new pope said has also been of good service to the offices of the Holy See. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
It's now 8:06. The NCAA committees for men's and women's Division I basketball discussed expanding the March Madness tournaments, but made no decisions. Options include keeping the tournaments at 68 teams or expanding to 72 or 76 teams by 2026 or 2027. NCAA President Charlie Baker has supported expansion, citing potential value and ongoing talks with TV partners CBS and Warner Brothers. Speculation suggests more at-large teams from major conferences could join, possibly reducing spots for smaller conference championships. It's easier than ever to get a game going in Illinois. Here's Rick Gregg.
Nationally, there's a shortage of qualified high school officials, but not in Illinois, where 12,000 people wore the badge this past school year, many from multiple sports.
We distributed over 20,000 licenses, so we're really at an all-time high.
Illinois High School Association Associate Executive Director Kurt Gibson says the state has recovered from a COVID-related dip.
We're excited about that, but we recognize that those newer officials into the space are the ones we need to keep active, keep involved, keep excited, keep enthused, so that they want to make officiating a little longer term kind of avocation in their life.
Gibson and the rest of the IHSA are welcoming over 600 referees to Normal this weekend for the state's annual officials conference. Clinics, training, awards to the officials of the year, all in the plans.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.